Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
The taxi drivers have suspended their 6-day national shutdown protest that was due to start next week. They issued a statement saying taxi drivers have confirmed they're suspending further escalation of protest action pending the outcome of a meeting at government buildings scheduled for next week. It's all about Uber and Uber trying to introduce fixed fares in Dublin. Before the detente was announced, I was speaking to the Minister of State at the Department of Transport, Sean Canney. He said this a little bit earlier before we knew those talks were going ahead.
It is very important to state that the taxi drivers who are self-employed have business decisions to make for themselves. And if Uber are found to be outside the regulation, that would be dealt with. But I think if we continue to say, well, we have to sign up at Uber, nobody has to sign up at Uber. There's no compulsion on anybody to do that. And I think the less we talk about the name of the company, the better for everybody.
So, in other words, stop saying it and they might go away. We've two taxi drivers on the line. I'll get their thoughts on it. First, we go to Brian, who's based in Sligo. The minister's point is you don't have to sign up to Uber, so why are we talking about it so much?
Well, that's quite true. Why are we talking so much about them? They've got so much free advertising. They must be delighted with their little selves. But besides all that, I don't know why the lads just don't leave the app. You know, there's plenty of work on the street. I haven't had to use an app for at least 7 or 8 years. And, you know, I'm still in business. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous.
I'm really interested in this because we have been told by the Dublin taxi drivers that that there's huge support for them, not just in Dublin, but outside as well. You don't sound like you're on that particular journey.
No, the public has got nothing to do with this. You know, it's Uber that they're meant to be fighting, not the public. The public have got absolutely nothing to do with it. And they're targeting the public to make them leave the industry, basically. And, you know, they're not touching Uber. The best way to get Uber and all the rest of the apps is to just delete them off the phone and work the streets, as we did in the early 2000s, you know, when I came into the business first. You know, like, we used ranks, we worked the streets. We weren't reliant on people giving us jobs through an app and then charging us 30% for it. We had radio companies, yes, that we paid 30 quid a week to rent a radio off. But that is nothing like the rip-off of these apps now.
Yeah, let's bring in Suleiman, who's a taxi driver based here in Cork. Suleiman, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How do you feel about, I suppose, the protest in general and the fact that we're all talking about Uber when the reality is that very few people in the country use Uber?
To be honest, I mean, the gentleman who's on the line from another line, he's right, absolutely right, because we have fight with the Uber, not with the general public, you know. And the protest, you know, from the day one, we collect the guys in Cork. I'm from Cork originally, and we have a support of 250 drivers from my community. And we did the gathering in Nemo Rangers. We arranged the meeting over there, and then we decided to draw a letter and deliver to a Taoiseach office, which we did a peaceful way, and because there's nothing to do with the public, you know. First thing, then there's one guy come up and they say national taxi drivers, national spokesperson. I don't know how he become. I don't know, you know. And okay, then he decided to protest from Dublin, started, and then he contacted us with protest. We totally disagree with it. I said there's nothing to do with the public. This is a Christmas season. I'm in Cork nearly 22 years and driving taxi around 12 years. We have really nice people. Every Christmas, we do our best to give a service, you know. Now the Uber jump in. We have a fight with the Uber. As gentleman says, simple, delete the app is first option. It is in our hand, you know. We have to delete the app, first of all, stop working with them. But there are few legislation we want to discuss with the government. There are few legislation we need to do with the apps, this app dispatcher as well, you know, app dispatch, because he's deciding for us a fixed fare. He shouldn't decide for us. We should decide.
Can I ask a question? Because this is something that's been annoying me with this discussion. And I'll ask both of you the same question. Suleiman, I'll ask you. The whole purpose, I'll let you in a minute, Brian. The whole purpose of having a meter running in a taxi is it implies fairness, that you know if the meter is working, you get into that car, you know how much you're going to have to pay. I'm not going to trust an app, particularly an app that allows for surcharging at peak times to dictate the price when I know I should only be paying what's on the meter. So are we abandoning the meter through allowing the likes of this particular app to work?
You know, the Uber, always try in other countries as well. Their business layout is always like this. First, they will show to the customer, okay, we are giving you a cheap taxi, but then they decide for the customer and for the driver. And in the middle, they are taking a big cut. The meter, in Ireland, there's meter-fitted taxis. You know, we have regulated meter-fitted taxis. The problem is they are playing with the law. The meter-fixed taxis say that maximum you can charge this much, but there's a minimum where you can decide between the driver and the customer. Now, the dispatch operator is taking benefit of that. They're saying, okay, I'm offering you, and I'm offering you. So you're accepting. So that is in driver hand. We shouldn't accept that. So then the driver, then the Uber will stop that. But the Uber is not stopping because first they put a lot of money on that. They are giving a lot of bonuses to the drivers and then a lot of bonuses to the customer. They make a market. Now they capture the market. And now they're playing with the drivers. So
they're trying to. I'm interested that they're kind of squeezing the drivers. That's what I'm seeing with this. But as you've pointed out, Brian and Suleiman, if you delete the app, they can't do that. Brian, you want to come in there?
Yes, please. Under the legislation, under the Taxi Regulation Act, it's between the driver and the customer, but you have to get a waiver signed to take anything under the maximum taxi fare.
Off the fare.
Now, Uber are breaking the law, because they're not getting any waiver signed in their cars by either taxi or customer. They're just offering them they are breaking the law. But no one will do that because they're multinational.
Yeah, we asked the minister earlier what is happening. They're saying that the National Transport Authority has been asked whether or not they're breaking the law on that. And they haven't told us that. They're requesting it urgently. But it would seem it goes against the principle of the meter anyway, Brian, doesn't it?
It is against the law. It's against the Taxi Regulation Act.
Yeah.
If you charge under the metered rate, you have to have a waiver signed by both driver and customer. The driver will be fined by an NTA inspector anything up to the tune of €5,000.
I just feel personally that you guys, the taxi drivers, are on the sharp end of this, and the approach that both of you are taking is probably the right one. Get rid of the apps. Get them off your phone. Go back to doing it the other way. One listener has pointed out the youth of today, God love them, don't call for taxis. They prefer to use an app that gives an ETA and electronic payment platform and rating system. The customer is making the rules. No. We are the commodity when it comes to a lot of these apps. We are not the customer. And what about the poor people who have to work in it as well? It all just reeks to me. It really does. Uber will say they're not breaking the law on this. We are saying that the NTA need to look at this. Brian, your point is well made. Suleiman, your point is well made. If you are a taxi driver in Dublin, how do you feel about the protest being called off? How do you feel about the protest being called in the first place and the customer being caught in the middle in the run-up to Christmas?
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.